bedroom, Jim.
Oh, thanks.
Well, better enjoy it while the club's still here.
We've always survived in the past.
It's different this time.
You better tell him, Brian.
We held an emergency meeting of the Finance Committee last night. Aston Wanderers is going to have to call in the receiver.
Bankrupt?
The final whistle. We need 1.5 million quid, Jim.
It's peanuts. The government wastes that much money every 30 seconds.
You know what people around here are saying, Jim? That it's a dead loss having a cabinet minister for an MP. Better off with a local lad who's got time for his constituency.
Oh, that's absurd.
Why?
Well, there are great advantages to having your MP in the cabinet.
Funny. We haven't noticed them, have we, Harry?
Such as?
Well, it reflects well on the constituency. It's good to have powerful friends, influence in high places, and a friend in need.
Well, listen, friend, what we need is 1.5 million quid.
Ah.
So will you use all that influence to help us?
Well, when I said influence, I meant the indefinable sort, the intangible, subtle benefit of an input into broad general policy at its early stages while keeping the interests of the constituency in mind.
You mean no?
Well, anything I can do in a broad general sense to further the cause, I will certainly do, if I can. But for a minister to pump 1.5 million into his local football club...
He means no.
Well, but there'll be lots of votes in it. All the young people, too. You'd be the hero of the constituency. Jim Hacker, the man who saved Aston Wanderers. Safe seat for life.
Yeah, that might just occur to the press and the opposition and the judge.
Look, Jim, if this club goes to the wall, it'll be a disaster. I mean, look at our history. FA Cup winners, league champions, first team ever into Europe.
I know all that, Harry, but be fair, it's a local matter, not a ministerial one. Brian, you're chairman of the Borough Arts and Leisure Committee. Can't you do something?
Me? You must be joking. I spent half a yesterday trying to raise 711 quid to repoint the chimney on the Corn Exchange Art Gallery.
That miserable place. Why don't you let it fall down?
Oh, I'd love to, but if it fell down on somebody, the council's liable. We own the bloody place. And we keep getting offers for the site. Oh, it's Safeway Supermarket. We're after it only last month.
How much were they offering?
About 2 million quid, I think.
So if you sold the art gallery, you could save the football club.
Well, there'd have to be a planning inquiry.
Can we have a look at it?
We'll have to be quick. They close at 5.
Hideous, isn't it?
Well, it's a grade 2 listed building, isn't it?
Bernard, what is our political master up to with the Corn Exchange Art Gallery?
Oh, well, how did you find out about that?
Not from you, Bernard. An omission you may perhaps care to explain.
Well, surely it's just a constituency matter.
Oh, surely not.
We're closing the gallery to sell it to Safe Fair Supermarkets and using the money as an interest-free loan to Aston Wanderers. He's just acting as an MP, not as a minister.
It is the principle, Bernard. Have you thought what the effect would be if this were allowed to happen?
It would be very popular.
Exactly.
Distressingly popular, hideously popular. And then?
Well, the minister will be re-elected.
That consequence, Bernard, is not exactly at the top of our list of priorities. As far as this department is concerned, it makes very little difference who the minister is. But the point is, suppose other football clubs got into difficulties. And what about greyhound racing? Should dog tracks be subsidised as well as football clubs, for instance?
Well, why not, if that's what the people want?
Bernard, subsidy is for art. For culture. It is not to be given to what the people want. It is for what the people don't want but ought to have. If they want something, they'll pay for it themselves. No. We subsidize education, enlightenment, spiritual uplift. Not the vulgar pastimes of ordinary people. It's the thin end of the wedge, an appalling precedent. It must be stopped. Ah, Minister.
What's the matter now?
Minister, I thought you'd like early warning that there is a reshuffle in the offing.
Oh. No, Minister.
There is to be a departmental reorganization. A real reshuffle. We may get extra responsibilities.
God, do we want them?
We want all responsibilities, Minister, as long as they mean extra staff and bigger budgets. It is the breadth of our responsibilities that makes us important. Makes you important, Minister. When you see vast buildings, huge staff, and massive budgets, what do you conclude?
Bureaucracy?
No, Minister, you conclude that at the summit there are men of great stature and dignity who hold the world in their hands and tread the earth like princes.
Yes, I see.
That's why each new responsibility must be seized eagerly and each old one guarded jealously, entirely in your interests, of course, Minister.
See. Well, thank you for warning me, Humphrey.
Thank you, Minister. Oh, by the way, about the Corn Exchange Art Gallery proposal.
What about it?
Well, of course, it's the most imaginative scheme, novel idea, but I wonder if it might not perhaps be a little unwise.
Why?
A valuable civic amenity.
It's a monstrosity.
A valuable civic monstrosity. But a most important collection of British paintings.
Utterly unimportant. Second-rate 18th-century portraits, third-rate 19th-century landscapes, and a collection of modern paintings that the Tate wouldn't even store in its vaults.
But an important representative collection of unimportant paintings. And a source of great spiritual uplift to the passing citizenry.
They never go in.
Ah, but they know it's there.
We spoke to the curator. They get an average of 11 visitors a day. Anyway, it's a constituency matter. It's nothing to do with you or Whitehall. Why are you so interested in it?
There is a question of principle.
Principle?
You know, what you used to tell me politics was about.
What principle?
The principle of taking money away from the arts and putting it into things like football. A football club is a commercial operation. There is no cause for subsidizing if it runs out of money.
Why not?
Why not?
Yes, why not? There's no difference between subsidizing football and subsidizing art. Except that a lot more people are interested in football.
Our cultural heritage has to be preserved.
For whom? For people like you.
I mean,
for the educated middle classes. Why should the rest of the country subsidize the pleasures of the middle class few? Theatre, opera, ballet. Subsidizing art in this country is nothing more than a middle class rip-off.
Oh, Minister, how can you say such a thing? Subsidy is about education. Preserving the pinnacles of our civilization. Or haven't you noticed?
Don't patronize me, Humphrey. I believe in education, too. I'm a graduate of the London School of Economics, may I remind you.
Well, I'm glad to learn that even the LSE is not totally opposed to education.
Nothing wrong with subsidizing sport. Sport is educational.
We have sex education, too. Should we subsidize sex, perhaps?
Oh, could we? Let us choose what we subsidize. By the extent of popular demand. There's nothing wrong with that. It's democratic.
But, Minister, this is the thin end of the wedge. What would happen to the Royal Opera House on such a basis? The very summit of our cultural achievement.
The Royal Opera House. Very good case in point. And what do they do? Mozart, Wagner, Verdi, Puccini. Germans and Italians. Not our culture. Why should we subsidize the culture of the Axis powers?
Our European partners, Minister.
The Royal Opera House gets about £9.5 million of public money every year. And for what? The public can't afford £30 seats, and if it could, they can't get them. There aren't enough of them. The vast majority of the audience consists almost entirely of big business executives. Block booked by the banks and the oil companies and the multinationals and people like you. Royal Opera House is the establishment of play. Why should the working man on the terraces foot the bill for the gentry in the stalls who could perfectly well afford to pay for their own seats?
Minister, I'm quite frankly appalled. This is savagery, barbarism. If a minister of the crown should say these things, it's the end of civilization as we know it. As well as being a gross distortion of the truth.
Distortion, huh?
Art cannot survive without public subsidy.
Did Shakespeare get a public subsidy? And what about films? Films are art. Films are educational. Why does the establishment ignore the subsidizing of films? Because people like you prefer opera. We should be subsidizing modern, relevant art like films that the man in the street sees and enjoys.
Precisely. They are commercial. And now, if you will excuse me, I have to go early tonight. I can no longer continue with this appalling discussion.
Why, where are you going?
Nowhere in particular.
Well, I'm sorry. We must talk this through.
I can't. I have to dress.
Dress? Where are you going?
Since you insist, I am going to the Royal Opera House.
Are you really? Gala night, is it?
Yes, it is, since you ask.
Not the permanent secretary's going to be there.
Some, no doubt. Mm.
Off you go, then. No, I don't want to make you late for your works outing. Well, that's what it is, isn't it? What's on tonight?
The Flying Dutchman.
Another of our European partners.
Gin tea, Ian?
Oh, thanks.
Two gin teas, please. A large one. And some of those smoked salmon sandwiches you have. Yes, thank you very much. So, how's the environment?
A bit smoky, isn't it? What do you mean, my department? Chaos, as usual.
What do you mean the Secretary of State is trying to run it?
Oh, now I could cope with that. One of the junior ministers is trying to help him.
Oh, Lord. Who?
Giles Freeman, the Parley Sec.
Oh, Lord, him.
Anyhow, what do you want to talk about?
Well, it's about a planning inquiry. Rather important to get the right result.
You do know my planning inspectors are absolutely independent.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
No question of undue influence.
No, I wouldn't suggest such a thing, but if it could be a question of giving certain informal guidelines.
Oh, of course.
Putting the inquiry into its proper perspective.
Yes, indeed.
Explaining the background to facilitate an informed appreciation of the issues and implications.
That would be quite proper, of course.
Splendid. Oh, very much. Right, thank you very much. Cheers.
So what do you want me to fix?
It's an art gallery in the West Midlands. Proposed council demolition of a grade two listed building, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sure we can arrange that. Only too happy.
Splendid.
We're knocking him down all over the place.
No, the proposal has to be rejected.
Really? Why?
Well, if it goes through, they'll use the proceeds to save the local football club from bankruptcy.
Humphrey.
I know.
If once you allow the principle of money being taken from the arts and given to ordinary people to enjoy themselves.
I agree.
Where will it end?
Exactly.
Where did this appalling idea come from?
My lord and master. Oh, yes. I'm afraid he's getting very het up over the sweaty masses.
You should have stopped him. What were you thinking of?
Well, it's nothing to do with me. It's his constituency. Apparently, he put it to a group of councillors last Saturday and they jumped at it.
I've always said we shouldn't let him out at weekends. Then it causes trouble. You realize where this could lead. I mean, today, the Midlands Art Gallery goes to support the local football club. Tomorrow, the Royal Opera House grant goes to modernize Wembley Stadium.
My point exactly. So I can trust you to keep a special eye on the planning inquiry.
Well, I can't influence the inspector, of course.
Oh, of course.
But I can put someone on it who's overdue for promotion. That should help.
You'll give him a thorough briefing, won't you?
Oh, I'm sure he will see the real issue.
Civilization versus barbarism.
Mm. We can't have arts money going to popular sport. It's simply subsidizing self-indulgence.
Minister, just before we go over today's diary, there is something I would like to suggest to you, if I may be so bold.
Be as bold as you like, Bernard.
Well, I feel, and I say this with great respect, that perhaps you shouldn't get too involved with this football club art gallery affair.
That is bold, isn't it? It's a constituency matter.
Better for me to be bold than for you to be stumped, Minister.
Very droll.
It's axiomatic in Whitehall that even an MP, let alone a minister, should never take part in a planning inquiry in his own constituency.
Why not?
because of the finely balanced local issues. You're bound to offend as many constituents as you please. You can't win either way. And it's especially dangerous if there's a quango lurking in the wings.
No, there isn't. And the issues aren't finely balanced. Everyone's on the same side. Except a few wet, long-haired, scruffy art lovers.
Well, perhaps we'd better take a look at your diary for this morning, Minister.
Oh, fine.
10:15, Secretary General of the Arts Council, the biggest quango of them all. 10:45, the Historic Monuments Association. 11 a.m, the National Trust. 11:15, the Country Landowners Association. 11:30, Council for the Protection of Rural England.
Rural England?
Yes, there's quite a lot of it out there.
Why are all these people coming to see me?
The Corn Exchange Art Gallery, Minister. It's the Arts and Architecture Mafia. 11:45, the Country Crafts and Folklore Council.
Who are they?
The Raffia Mafia. All very influential people are all coming out of the woodwork. There'll be letters in the Times, hostile articles in the Sundays. You'll be accused of vandalism. And you can be sure they'll orchestrate plenty of opposition in your constituency.
Well, why did you put all these people in my diary? I didn't ask you to. What were you thinking of, Bernard?
I was thinking of Sir Humphrey, Minister. He asked me to.
No. I'm going to support this excellent scheme, come what may.
As you will, Minister. Now, may I just have your approval for this Local Government Allowances Amendment number 2 for this year's regulations?
What is it?
It's a statutory instrument to be laid before the House. As Minister responsible for local government, we need you to authorise that the revised paragraph 5 of number 2 regulation 1971 shall come into operation on March the 18th next. Revoking Regulation 7 of the Local Government Allowances Amendment Regulations 1954B.
What the hell does all that mean?
It's all right, there is an explanatory note, Minister. These regulations are to make provision for prescribing the amounts of attendance and financial loss allowances payable to members of local authorities. Explanatory note, Regulation 3 of the Local Government Allowances Amendment Regulations 1971, the 1971 regulations, substituted a new regulation for Regulation 3 of the 1954 regulations. Regulation 3 of the Local Government Allowances Amendment Regulations 1972, the 1972 regulations, further made amends Regulation 3 of the 1954 regulations by increasing the maximum rates of attendance and financial loss allowances. Regulation 7 of the 1982 regulations revoked both Regulations 3 and 5 of the 1971 regulations. Regulation 5 being a regulation revoking earlier spent regulations. With effect from 1st of April next. These regulations preserve Regulations 3 and 5 of the 1971 regulations by revoking Regulation 7 of the 1972 regulations.
And that's an explanatory note?
Well, yes, Minister, I think that's all quite clear.
Why do I have to listen to this piddling gobbledygook?
Well, I'm sorry, Minister, but I thought it would be an opportune moment for you to ensure that as a result of your ministerial efforts, local councillors will get more money for attending council meetings.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yes.
Excellent, Bernard. It is, as you say, opportune.
And may I make one further small suggestion?
Please, be my guest.
Well, Minister, I happen to know that Sir Humphrey had a word with Sir Ian Whitworth last night.
Ian Whitworth?
The Corn Exchange is a listed building, so it's one of his planning inspectors who will be conducting the inquiry. Sir Humphrey and Sir Ian will be laying down some informal guidelines for him.
How do you mean, informal guidelines?
Well, guidelines are perfectly proper, Minister. Everyone has guidelines for their work.
I thought these planning inspectors were supposed to be impartial.
Oh, really, Minister? So they are. Railway trains are impartial, too. But if you lay down the lines for them, that's the way they go.
That's not fair.
It's politics, Minister.
Well, what has Sir Humphrey got to do with politics? He's supposed to be a civil servant. I'm supposed to be the one in politics.
Yes, Minister, indeed you are.
So, how do they intend to put pressure onto this planning inspector?
Well, planning inspectors have their own independent hierarchy. The only way that they're vulnerable is to find one who is anxious for promotion.
And how are planning inspectors chosen for an inquiry? Could a minister interfere?
Ministers are our lords and masters.
Oh. Well, the parish sec at the Department of the Environment happens to be a very old friend of mine, Giles Freeman.
Well, if Mr. Freeman could intervene and arrange for an inspector who didn't care about promotion because, for instance, he's about to retire, he will probably bring in his verdict in the interest of the community rather than the department.
Good. Get me Giles on the phone, would you?
His private secretary says he can meet you in the lobby after the vote this evening.
Bernard, have you ever thought of going into politics?
Oh, no, Minister.
Why not?
I once looked it up in my thesaurus.
What did it say?
Manipulation, intrigue, wire-pulling, evasion, graft, rabble-rousing. I'd prefer to leave that to our lords and masters. I don't think I have the necessary qualities.
Don't underestimate yourself.
Now it seems that Hacker has got at Giles Freeman, the parlour sec in my department, who has personally insisted on appointing a different planning inspector from the one I chose.
One who could be sympathetic to Hacker's scheme.
This is rather worrying.
Worrying? It's desperate. There's now every danger that the planning inspector could make up his own mind.
Seems there's likely to be huge local support for this scheme.
But how can I help?
Well, I hoped that you might have some ideas, Arnold. Wait a minute. I just thought of something. When the departmental reorganization occurs next week, you could make Hacker cabinet minister responsible for the arts.
But isn't he a complete philistine?
Yes. But then the industry secretary is the idlest man in town.
The education secretary is illiterate.
The employment secretary is unemployable.
Right. That's good thinking, Humphrey. Hacker can hardly start out as cabinet minister responsible for the arts by closing down an art gallery.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's not a cabinet reshuffle, is it?
No, I simply meant reorganize. Move the arts and telecommunications into the purview of the DAA.
Arts and television together? What have they got to do with each other? They're complete opposites.
But wouldn't we be creating a monster department? You've already got local government as well.
Well, arts and local government go rather well together, don't you think?
How so?
Well, the art of jiggery-pokery.
And you only just thought of this here and now, did you?
Yes, why?
Bit of an artist yourself, aren't you?
Anything more, Bernard?
Only that Sir Humphrey's on his way over, Minister. He wants an urgent word before you start this meeting with the councillors about Aston Wanderers.
Doesn't he know I'm unshakable on that? It's no good, Humphrey. My mind is made up.
Even so, Minister, I thought you might be interested in a new development, the government reshuffle.
I thought you said it was just a reorganization.
Not just a reorganization. A reorganization. I'm delighted to be able to tell you that it has brought you... new honour and importance. In addition to your existing responsibilities, you will be cabinet minister responsible for the arts.
I say, that's rather good, isn't it? Hey, hold on. How do you know about this before I do?
Oh, I just happened to be with the cabinet secretary shortly after the decision was taken.
Cabinet minister with the responsibility for the arts, eh? Well, well.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you for letting me know, Humphrey. Anything more? I'm just about to start a meeting.
Oh, the meeting, yes. Now, Minister, I do hope that you've considered the implications of your new appointment on the subject you're discussing.
Rescuing a football club?
No. I was wondering how it would look if, as cabinet minister responsible for the arts, your first action would be to knock down an art gallery.
It's quite a decent little art gallery, really.
Exactly.
Interesting building.
Grade 2 listed.
Minister, I do think you ought to start this meeting.
Oh, my God. What have I got to say?
Councillors Wilkinson, Noble and Greensmith.
Ryan! Good to see you. Jeez. Drag. This is Sir Humphrey Appleby, my permanent secretary.
You mean he's only a temp? Well, it's going great, Jim. We've got all the political parties with us now and the county council. All we need is your department's approval for using the proceeds from the sale of the art gallery as a loan to the club.
Well, I'm afraid there's a snag.
You said there weren't any.
Well, there is.
What?
Well, it's just that... Well, it appears... Well, it seems... Well, I should say, it has emerged... I think Sir Humphrey could explain this better than I could.
It can't be done, gentlemen. The art gallery is... It's a trust. Terms of the original bequest or something.
That's right, it's a trust. We should just have to knock something else down.
School, church, hospital. Bound to be something.
I can't believe this. You mean I've got to go and tell the people back home that you've gone back on your word? I mean, it was your own idea.
But it's not me, it's the law.
Well, why didn't you find out till now?
Well, let me be absolutely frank with you. The truth is that it would be possible to push this through. Just possible. But it would take an awful long time.
Okay, take the time. We've spent enough.
But the trouble is, you see, something else would have to go by the board. And the thing that's taking my time at the moment is forcing through this increase in councillors' expenses and attendance allowances. You see, I can't put my personal weight behind both schemes. I suppose I could forget about the increased allowances for councillors. Concentrate on the legal obstacles to the sale of the art gallery.
Tricky things, legal obstacles.
And this is a particularly tricky one.
And at the end of the day, you might still fail.
Every possibility.
Well, if that's the way it is, there is a chance that we might want to close Edge Hill Road Primary at the end of the year. That site would fetch a couple of million, give or take. Well, there it is then. No ill feelings, Jim.
Good. And you'll explain locally that we can't overcome the legal obstacles.
Of course we will. Carry on with the good work, eh?
Oh, Minister, a work of art. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go and dress.
Another works outing.
Humphrey.
Yes, sir.
As cabinet minister responsible for the arts, could I come too?
Yes, minister.